Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, it is the Dr. Loretta Faith Harris radio show, and tonight is the last night, the last Wednesday in the first month of 2018. Yes, it is January 31st, 2018, and I am so excited to have you all tuned in and listening tonight. I wanted to first start by saying a very happy new year to each and every one of you all. I hope that you started off the new year strong and that you have set those resolutions and you've set those goals and you're able to and ready to be empowered to live the triumphant life. As you know, we come to you every fifth Wednesday, and this year is a little different because it's actually only four fifth Wednesdays in 2018, and it's all good because you know that when you tune in at blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, you will be given a dose of triumphant living. So just mark your calendars and make sure that you are ready to triumph on the fifth Wednesday of the year. I'm excited because I am going to be talking to a financial advisor and expert who's going to shed some light on the most recently passed act. It is the Tax Cut and Job Growth Act of 2017. And it's important for us all to understand the changes. And definitely, I want to keep yourself and myself in the know of how it will impact our finances. So I'm glad that you tuned in, and I really do hope that you enjoy tonight's show. And hey, if you feel like calling in and talking with me here and my guest who's going to be joining us very, very shortly, you are always welcome to do that. The studio lines are always open to you. The number here is 877-497-9064. And just know that when you come through, just be ready to share your name and your information and be very clear on the questions that you have. Sometimes we have questions and we don't get the answers we're looking for because we're not clear on the questions and exactly what it is. And if you're like me, this is really a new venture for me. It is not something, and I'll admit it's so important to be transparent to you guys as my listeners because you've been rocking with me since, what, 2011. So it's nothing but honesty here, and I want to be sure that you guys understand that this is an area that I am growing and learning in as well. So I do believe that if you're like me, we're going to grow and definitely learn together. So I want to start off by challenging you guys. Since we talked in November, I have released my third publication. Yes, you heard me right. I have released my third publication, and I'm so super excited. Yes, I'm so super excited about my new publication. It is called Tips for Triumphant Living. And I want you guys, if you are listening tonight and you need a dose of triumphant living 365 days of the year, go to LorettaFaithHarris.com, and I definitely would love to bless you with a signed copy. You have to pay for it first, though. Bless you with a signed copy of Quotes for Triumphant Living. This book is traveling globally, and thank you to those who have supported me originally at my book release party and those who have ongoingly invested in this read. I really do hope that you are inspired and empowered to triumph daily. And with that said, before I bring in Mr. Ken Howard, he is in the Empowerment Studios waiting. I want to challenge you this year to read, read, read. Whether it's a spiritual, professional, personal book, I want to encourage you to join the Triumphant Living Reading Challenge. If you go to LorettaFaithHarris.com on my homepage, I will give you more information. I have been reading this book throughout the month of January. It's called Reset, Prayer Reset by Bob Sorge. And this book has been a tremendous blessing to fuel my passion and desire to get before the presence and the face of God and to seek him and to pray in communication with him day in and day out, night and day, and just to pray for other people as well. Investing time in prayer is so very critical and important, I believe, to our longevity and our success. While we are here. So I encourage you to check that book out. And February is right around the corner, so I will be posting my next read. Yes, I said my next read because I have it already on the website. So keep checking LorettaFaithHarris.com to kind of hear what I'm reading, and also just follow me on all types of social media, and everything in social media is there on my website and my footer. So connect with me, retweet, hashtag TL Triumphant. It's TL Triumphant Living, but TL Reading Challenge, and just let us know to empower other people with the read that you are invested in. And we're going to do this throughout 2018. We're not going to stop, okay? I want you to hold me accountable, and I'm going to hold you accountable as well. That's 12 full books read cover to cover. No skimming, no scanning here, no front and back cover and only picture books here, people. I'm talking about some good reads that could fuel you, that could, you know, empower you, and that could help others. See, if it's good to you, you got to share it with other people. That's what we're here for. So I encourage you to take the Triumphant Living Reading Challenge, share, learn, grow, and definitely repost so others could know what they need to be triumphant. So, guys, without further ado, let's talk about the Tax Cuts and Job Growth Act of 2017. It's a lot of questions I have, and I know you have questions too, so listen up. President Trump recently passed this new Tax Cut Act, and it's important we understand the changes and how it will impact our finances. Tonight's guest is none other than Ken Howard. He is the founder of KLH Financial Services. He's here tonight to walk us through the major changes and provide tips to help you experience triumph in your finances. Founded in 2003, KLH provides comprehensive financial solutions utilizing 8 wealth management principles. I'm not going to share all of those tonight. He can share as he desires, but let me tell you something. You want to learn these principles and apply it to your life. They are life-changing, and their motto is plan well, live well. That is also how they practice. KLH Financial Services coordinates financial products and services to retail and commercial clients designed to meet their needs. KLH Financial Services' goal is to promote financial education and build financial wealth and security for those served using time-tested principles and strategies. And listen, I have a FAMU University graduate here tonight with a Bachelor of Science degree in finance. So, guys, help me welcome none other than Mr. Ken Howard of KLH Financial. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Howard?
I am fantastic. How are you, Dr. Faith?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful. I'm so excited to have you on with us tonight and sharing such wealth of information that I know you're going to empower us to live triumphantly. So let's just jump right into your interview here. Share with our listening audience just a little bit about yourself and what you do.
First of all, I would like to thank you for allowing me to be here with you this evening, and it's such a privilege and a pleasure. You did a great job on introduction. I am a graduate of Florida A&M University School of Business and Industry. A little bit
awesome.
About me is I am the youngest of 9 children. Two of my siblings predeceased me prior to my birth. So I grew up with 6 other siblings, and I am the youngest of those. Okay. I grew up in Tallahassee, so I didn't go too far from home for school, even though I wanted to. My father, ironically, was an entrepreneur, so that's kind of how I got this bug that has bitten me, if you will. My father was a building contractor, and my mother was a nurse. And I have been happily married to the same woman for almost 30 years. And my wife is Linda, and we have two beautiful children and one grandchild.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Such a wonderful personal touch of who you are and what it is that you do. Thank you for sharing that, and you're more than welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight. So a little bit about KLH Financial Services. What are your primary services that you provide?
Glad you asked that question, Dr. Faith. KLH Financial Services really provides a wide array of financial services, including tax, investments, financial planning. However, the company really focuses on tax planning, preparation, tax resolution, and then in general, helping individuals achieve or work with them toward their financial goals with a tax advantage perspective.
Okay. Wonderful. And when you say with...
No, go on.
When you say tax advantage perspective, what does that mean exactly?
Well, we have something in the business called Tax Alpha, and that is the... Generally speaking, that's the return, the additional return that someone like myself or other tax professionals can provide to a client that a non-tax professional might not. And so when we make recommendations for anything, whether it's to buy a new piece of equipment or not buy it, whatever it might be, we look from a tax perspective in addition from a cash flow and need perspective, if you will.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for explaining that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so share with us a little bit. Tax Cuts, Job Growth Act, 2017. That was recently passed by President Trump. What are the major elements of this new law? And can you share for someone who has really no experience in the tax field and kind of from the basics on up? So I would actually be talking about myself, to tell you the truth. So kind of break that down for us as what is this new law? And just start from there. That I think that'll help give us a good foundation.
Certainly. First of all, let me say that this Tax Cut and Job Growth Act of 2017 is probably one of the most sweeping changes that we've had in many, many years in the tax law. And a lot of changes have been made. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, it is the law, and so we just need to manage our affairs to the best of our ability to take advantage of the law. And so the first thing I would say is, as you said earlier, you know, read. Get all the information you can, because things are different. And with the big changes that we have, I don't think anyone knows exactly all of the ramifications, because it's pretty broad and pretty sweeping. And even us tax professionals, we're still getting our hands around it, even though it is the law. And as you know, it affects people differently depending upon their status. And so what might be good for me may not be good for you. So, you know, because we all have our different statuses, if you will, financial status and concerns. But with all of that said, here are some of the major elements of the new law. Okay, first of all, the number of tax brackets has remained the same. There were 7 brackets pre-tax cut change, and there are 7 brackets today. One of the major differences is the starting point and the ending point in terms of where your taxable income falls within that bracket. Also, one of the major differences, those brackets were lowered. For example, pre-2017 change, the first two brackets were 10 and 15.
Okay.
With the changes, the first two brackets are 10 and 12. And, of course, you have to look at the income, the taxable income, within those brackets to know where you fall. So that's one major change. The second major change is your personal exemption is repealed starting this year. So when you file your taxes in 2019 for the tax year 2018, you no longer will take a personal exemption.
Oh, wow.
And I've been doing taxes a long time. And I can't recall ever not having a personal exemption. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I don't recall.
Okay.
So that's huge.
Okay. And can I ask you, Mr. Howard, for the personal exemption for us, for someone listening tonight who's a single person like myself, what is that in terms of figures? Can you give us an example of what does that mean and look like in terms of figures? If I was a single person, a tax bracket, give me a scenario of a specific tax bracket, and can you kind of share with us what does that look like in figures?
Well, each person that's qualified to file a tax return would get a personal exemption. And that figure, you know, typically adjusts on an annual basis. And last year, I believe it was about $4,000 or $3,950 per person. So that what would happen is you have your, you know, let's say you as a single filer, then your W-2 wages, box one, would automatically, or you would deduct your personal exemption, which thereby reduces your taxable income. That's just one part of it. Okay, so you're losing that personal exemption basically says my W-2 wage is not affected at that point because I've lost that exemption. But there are some offsets. So, yes, you lose your personal exemption, but we'll talk about some offsets or some other positives down the road.
Okay,
did that answer your question?
Yes, that did. Yes, that did. Thank you.
Okay,
so we have where...
Moving along, just to recap real quick, we still have the 7 brackets, but they have been lowered.
Okay.
Our personal exemption is repealed, meaning we can no longer use it. The standard, the standard deduction. Now... as a filer, you have a choice of reducing your income using either a standard deduction or itemized deductions pre 2017 cut. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
with the new tax law, the standard deduction has been increased significantly. And just to give you an example, just one moment here. The standard deduction for a person that is single will be $12,000.
Okay.
Okay, and that has gone up significantly from what it used to be. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And if you're married filing jointly, you get a standard deduction of $24,000. So, for an example, let's say you have a W-2 with box one taxable income of $36,000, and you have nothing else on the front of your 1040, but you get to take your standard deduction on page two of your 1040, then your taxable income is what? You know, 36 minus 24. So then your taxable income is now 12. So that's a good thing, right? So you've gone from 30.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
I mean, I'm sorry. As a single, if you're at 36, you're at 24. Correction, you're at 24,000. Just for living, breathing, nothing else. So you've reduced your taxable income significantly.
Okay.
Now that is a good thing if you're single and you have no itemized deductions. It could be to your disadvantage if you have itemized deductions that total more than $12,000.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Because if you had itemized deductions that total, say, $15,000. $15,000 of itemized deductions is more than $12,000 of your standard deduction. So you would take your itemized deductions and thereby reduce your taxable income to $21,000 instead of $24,000.
Okay.
So then you would pay taxes on $3,000 less.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Okay. I am following you, but I'm processing at my own pace. I'm getting some pictures going. I'm visualizing. I'm thinking about my taxes recently found.
I'm going through a whole lot of panels here. Here is the thing, Dr. Faith, and I have to say this. I just have to say this.
Okay.
That's the mistake we make.
Okay.
And the mistake we make is trying to do all of this on the fly in our head. And make a conclusion and come up with a conclusion. You don't know how many times I've worked with clients who have said, okay, I made X, I should get X as a refund. Now, I'm pretty good at this. I've been doing it a long time. And I would not say I made X and then calculate in my head, well, if this happened and if that happened, and then I should get so much money back. I hear that all the time. I should get, you know. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
But anyway,
so from what I'm hearing,
on.
Sir, right, from what I'm hearing, don't mean to interrupt you, but from what I'm hearing, I'm getting that listeners, myself, we shouldn't fret, worry, trying to wrap our minds around this new law and master it and understand it in one setting, in one conversation, in one visit, and definitely don't try to apply old standards and systems and ways that we filed before to the new way.
I couldn't have said it any better.
Okay, that makes sense to me. That makes me feel much better, because if you mentioned in the beginning that some financial advisors and individuals who've been doing this for a long time are still trying to grapple and get their heads around this new law, then it should make my listeners as well. We should all feel confident and okay knowing that it's all about read, read, read. Make sure that we get up on some literature and we get ourselves in the know. And I really do believe it's starting, at least for me, to want to understand it, to begin to understand it with tonight's show. So most definitely, I do appreciate you walking us through these steps here. So I think you were continuing on with a few points of changes
and things to think
about. Okay.
Yes, thank you. I would. And let me just add one quick thing to what you just said. Don't be afraid to seek professional help. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Right. Now, moving on, we talked about the standard deductions and the itemized deductions. The thing I need to say about itemized deductions to our listeners is not everything that you're accustomed to deducting on Schedule A, which is where you place mm-hmm. your itemized deductions, is still
okay.
fully deductible. So
got it.
For example,
mm-hmm.
There are some limitations on, you've probably heard the term SALT quite a bit, and SALT stands for sales and local taxes. That was a big fight during the debate as to whether SALT taxes or SALT would remain as a deduction. Well, SALT did remain as a deduction. However, there are some limitations. There are also some limitations on mortgage interest. Medical expenses had some changes on the Schedule A. Disaster
mm-hmm.
losses had some changes. For example, it now requires a federal declaration from the president if you're going to deduct a disaster loss. Charitable contributions, there were changes there. They're still eligible, but you got to know the law to know how much you can deduct and, you know, which organizations. So there have been, long story short, there have been revisions on the Schedule A that are important for clients and taxpayers to know.
Okay.
Another major change is there's a temporary $500 non-refundable credit for
mm-hmm.
non-qualifying children. For example, let's say you take care of your parent that might live with you or might not live with you. You may be able to claim a non-refundable credit of $500.
Oh, okay. That's new.
There have been changes with the Section 529 plans, and
mm-hmm.
Section 529 are qualified education funding vehicles. So there have been changes there. And I'm just hitting the high notes, not going into any details here.
Mr. Howard, I'm sorry to cut you off. We have 1 minute left in the show, and I know time has gone by so quick, but you have done such an awesome job as just walking us through these different and various changes. And the best thing about it is the listeners tonight, if you're just tuning in, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris to hear the full interview with Mr. Ken Howard from KLH Financial Services. And I want you to just share really quick, for those who are listening and those who are fearing and those haven't filed yet, and I know it's not going to impact until next year when they file, can you give us just one final tip to adhere to when we sit down and we meet with that financial planner, whether it's yourself, whether it's with the individual that we've been filing with, or independently, what's that one tip you would give every individual listening tonight as it relates to the new law and changes?
Okay, as it relates specifically to the new law and changes, I would just advise, if I can sneak in two things. I know you said one. The first is to do a pro forma at the end of the first quarter. Take a look at your earnings and sort of project out the rest of the year to see if you are on track for proper withholding. That's very important.
Okay.
And then two, I know we only have a minute. Seek professional help. Don't be afraid to do that. And that's it.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Howard. How can our listeners contact you for further information and financial planning and your services?
Please visit the website, www.k as in king, l as in larry, h as in harry, f as in frank, i as in india, n as in nancy.com. That'll give you everything
awesome.
You need to reach me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Howard, for your time. It has truly, truly been an informative interview, and I really appreciate you helping us get started and on the right track in our finances for 2018.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Faith, and may you all have a great 2018.
Thank you so much. You do the same. And guys, listen, 2018 and beyond, we're talking about financial planning for the rest of our life. Think generationally, not just one-year event, not just mastering it next year. Like Howard, Mr. Howard said, you want to take your time and make sure that you're pacing yourself. Tune in on our next interview, May 2018, on the 30th. I will be back here. Don't be surprised if I pop up before the 5th of the month, because I'm always looking for ways to empower you to live triumphantly. But I promise you our guests will be a life changer as well. Until next time, continue to be empowered to live the triumphant life. God bless.